This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Should guns be allowed at the State Fair of Texas? A judge is going to hear that case today.
The judge will hold a temporary injunction hearing following a lawsuit filed last month by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, seeking to block the gun ban from going into effect. Paxton is arguing it's illegal and infringes on gun owners' rights. State Fair of Texas banned guns this year following a shooting last year. Fair President Mitchell Gleiber is standing by that decision.
In terms of us having the goal of being able to provide a family-friendly environment here at the State Fair of Texas, we just don't think that it's the right place where people should be bringing firearms into a situation where there's lots of families and kids.
He says many similar events like the Stock Show and Rodeo in Houston and San Antonio have similar bans. State Fair of Texas begins September 27th and runs through October 20th. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
If you live or work in downtown Dallas, you'll be glad to know that a man is now locked up, accused in a brutal blindside attack on a woman in downtown last week.
Video from this attack has gone viral. A woman just waiting to cross the street at Field and Elm, just a half block from the George Allen Courts building, where District Clerk Felicia Petrie is the victim's boss.
We see it every day, so we're not numb to it, but when it affects you directly, it's personal. It's personal.
Petrie says her employee is recovering and remains in good spirits. The video of the attack is graphic. The victim is waiting for the light to change when a man rushes up from behind and cracks her in the head with what looks like a club or perhaps a baseball bat. She collapses on the sidewalk while her attacker just casually walks away. A man named Antonio Banks has been jailed on an aggravated assault charge. When arrested, he was wearing the very same clothing as the man in the video. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We've heard a lot of talk about driverless cars, but in Texas, driverless 18-wheelers are a lot closer than you may have thought.
There are currently two companies that have driverless 18-wheelers in Texas. One is called Kodiak, the other Aurora.
Kodiak has just in the last month made their first driverless delivery in West Texas. Aurora, before the end of the year, you will see them move their first driverless load in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Texas Trucking Association President John Esparza says while it may be frightening to look up and see no driver in an 18-wheeler, he says those trucks actually have amazing technology that reacts much faster than a human.
That truck starts to react to somebody walking out there on the interstate that I can't even see yet. And I'm thinking, that's the solution for distracted driving.
From the 24-Hour News Center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Yeah, how would you feel about knowing that the 18-wheeler, the big rig next to you, doesn't have a driver behind the wheel? Send us a voice message now in the Odyssey app. Just tap the microphone button on the KRLD page. This, as John, we've been reporting of a fatal crash involving a big rig out on the West Loop.
That's exactly right.
As a truck driver that is accused, at least, of being drunk, crashed into the back of some motorists, killing at least one. So to not have a driver that couldn't, you know, be sleepy or drunk or anything like that, would that be okay to you? Send us a voice message in the Odyssey app. Tap the microphone button there on the KRLD page. You heard it as big news for borrowers as it was breaking yesterday. The Federal Reserve cuts the key federal funds interest rate by more than expected. KRLD's Kurt Lewis says this will help just about everybody, from potential home buyers and builders to anybody who wants to borrow money. The rate cut of 0.5% was double what Wall Street expected and should help anybody who's been waiting to get a mortgage.
When I started looking, it was like the race was crazy.
Sakina Goodman tells NBC5 that as borrowing rates go down, she might be able to afford a mortgage.
Well, it has grown into the largest region-wide philanthropic event in the U.S. It's North Texas Giving Day, raising funds to support more than 3,000 local nonprofits. And check my calendar. It is today. Communities Foundation of Texas powers North Texas Giving Day. And we're joined by Calvert Collins-Bratton from Communities Foundation of Texas. Thank you so much for the time, Calvert.
Good morning, John. I feel like this is lucky. It's 7-Eleven. That has to bode well for us today, right?
Absolutely, it does. And, luck notwithstanding, you guys have been very impressed, very blessed. North Texas nonprofits have by the generosity of North Texans over the years.
Oh, my goodness. That is an understatement, to say the least. This is the largest single day of giving in the country. And I love that it's here in our backyard in North Texas, supporting the organizations and the people that are transforming and improving lives in our backyards. So right now, we're a few hours in, we're at $27,138,975.
And a lot of people give leading up to North Texas Giving Day, but they give on the day because there are some special benefits to doing so, right?
Well, that's exactly right. You know, we did start Giving Day. We are calling it the Giving Season, which started September 1st. So we had a head start. But a lot of folks really like to give the day of because we do have some additional matching benefits. A lot of the nonprofits that they care about have matching dollars waiting to the day. And we are covering, thanks to our very generous sponsors and supporters, Amazon is our presenting sponsor, but we have support from so many other local foundations as well. And all of that support means that every single dollar goes directly to the nonprofits. There are no credit card fees or anything, so that every single penny goes directly to the causes that you care about.
That's incredible. And like we said, 3,000 participating local nonprofits. How can people find out if their favorite local nonprofit is a part of North Texas Giving Day?
Great question, John. So on our website, northtexasgivingday.org, there they can click the green Give Now button, and they can search by name or they can search by the cause area that their nonprofit may be in. If they're less familiar with giving and they want to find out organizations that are doing a great work in a particular cause area, they can take a quiz on our website, and it will randomly, it'll answer a few questions, and it randomly populates some area nonprofits. And we are serving 20 counties. So this is not just, you know, the DFW Metroplex. It is much broader than that because we know there is need in our rural and suburban communities as well. And so there are a lot of organizations addressing those needs, doing great work.
And again, what's the number right now? I know you said it earlier, but let's say it again. And then where are we trying to get to?
It's gone up just in a few minutes to $27,372,000, and we're trying to get to over $60 million. That's what we hit last year, and we're trying to break that again this year. So 3,200 nonprofits. We typically have over 90,000 donors, and so you can give as little as a dollar. So there's no threshold, and we hope we just want participation. We call it democratized philanthropy. Everyone can participate for the greater good here in North Texas.
And see, you come on KRLD and the number goes up. That's just how it goes, right, Calvert?
That's exactly right. We're grateful for your listeners. Hope they get to wherever they need to go, work, school, wherever, safely. And we appreciate all of your listeners and all of those who are going to support North Texas Giving Day today.
It is a big day. Thank you so much. That is Calvert Collins Bratton from Communities Foundation of Texas on this North Texas Giving Day.
And John, I don't know about you, but when I give either my time or my money, I mean, it just makes me feel so good. And I feel like I'm getting that back. So it's such great causes. And so many people have been in need, particularly after the pandemic. A lot of nonprofits have been hurting and trying to get back to some sense of normalcy after the pandemics. So certainly help to the extent that you can. I think you'll be really glad that you did.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dallas City Council approves the largest budget in the city's history.
The 2024-25 fiscal year budget comes in at just under $5 billion. The City Council approved a decrease to the property tax rate, although City Council members acknowledge that rising property values mean many homeowners could still get larger bills next year. The budget sets aside $78 million in additional spending for Dallas Police and Dallas Fire Rescue, including a plan to hire 250 new Dallas police officers and 63 new firefighters. It also includes $129 million for street improvements. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A school trip ends abruptly after an accident in western Wisconsin. CBS's Steve Kathan.
A scary scene at an apple orchard in Lafayette, Wisconsin.
We got dispatched for a tractor accident involving two hay wagons with kids and adults, approximately 30 patients. All kids have been reunited with their families.
Deputy Fire Chief Corey Jeffers says the tractor was traveling at a low speed when the wagon rolled over while going downhill. Three people were critically injured. Others were banged up. The kids and adults were there on an elementary school trip. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
That's tough. New study published in the journal Lancet Neurology finds that preventable risk factors are driving a global increase in strokes. Dr. Valerie Fagan is the director of the National Institute for Stroke and Applied Neuroscience at University of Auckland in New Zealand. He says 84% of strokes could be prevented by implementing relatively cheap and simple measures.
Number of very important risk factors for stroke are on the increase, and very sharp increase. We basically failing to prevent those risk factors.
Some of them finds invariable factors like air pollution and heat waves and individual factors like blood pressure and bad cholesterol are behind the recent increase.
You know, these days there are surveillance cameras everywhere. Is this one taking it a step too far, though? What would you do if you saw this on somebody walking down the street? As in Pakistan, a dad worried about his daughter and her safety when she's alone. He made her wear a surveillance camera on her head.
Whoa.
That way he could watch out for her and keep an eye on what she's doing throughout the day. The woman says her dad put the camera on her head, and she's got nothing against it because it shows that her parents care about her.
Oh, well.
Is that a step too far?
Okay. Well, maybe so. And, man, Grandma Tammy has social media fired up, by the way. She posted a TikTok where she confesses she refuses to buy gifts for her four grandchildren on their birthdays and on holidays.
They have, I believe I counted 9 sets of people that give them gifts.
So what does she do instead?
I put money in an Edward Jones account for them. They're never going to remember that teacup or that toy tractor that they broke 24 hours after they got it.
Well, who could argue with that? Hmm. What do you think?
It's very practical minded.
It is.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.